Two decades ago, the Supreme Court ruled that children who are illegal immigrants may enroll in public schools in grades K through 12. But the question before many states this year has been whether to make it more affordable for those students who finish high school to go on to college. Andrea Dukakis reports.
Congressman Tom Tancredo likes to say that every media story about illegal immigration starts with a poor family struggling hard.
It is the family who comes here looking for a brighter day, looking for a better life. The same thing my grandparents came for, perhaps yours.
Last fall, the Colorado Republican read a story in the Denver Post about a straight-A student who couldn't afford to attend a state university. Under Colorado law, undocumented immigrants have to pay thousands of dollars more for out-of-state tuition. Tancredo says the story made him angry. While he sympathizes with the young student, he says there's a bigger issue at stake. He doesn't believe undocumented immigrants ought to be in this country, let alone be able to go to college at the expense of Colorado taxpayers.
This is not a good policy. You should not give people rewards for breaking your law. If we don't like the law, let's change the law. Let's repeal the law. But do not give people rewards for violating it.
Nevertheless, several states this year are debating the idea. According to the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, 23 states have considered allowing undocumented immigrants to pay in-state tuition. In May, Illinois became the seventh state to permit it. A similar bill was introduced in the Colorado legislature but lacked bipartisan support. Virginia actually tried to go the opposite route. The legislature there passed a bill that would have prohibited in-state tuition for these students, but Governor Mark Warner vetoed it. Advocates say in-state tuition is the only way these students can afford college. Many, like Monica, a junior at Denver's North High School, are good students despite obstacles like poverty and language.
It's really discouraging, too, because this year as a junior, I started getting like mail from colleges, and at first I would pay attention to them, and I would actually send back postcards and stuff like that. But now that I think about it, I just don't pay attention to them anymore.
Monica, who asked that her last name not be used, has a 4.0 average. She came here from Mexico with her mother when she was three and wonders why she's being blamed for a decision her mother made years ago. Monica wants more than anything to go to college, but there's no way her mother can afford it.
I think it's really unfair because I've been here a long time and I know what's going on and I'm a good student and everything and I deserve to have the same rights as other students.
And Monica has high hopes that things could change. Congress is considering something called the DREAM Act, which would allow students between the ages of 12 and 21 legal residency upon graduation from high school. The bill has been introduced in the House and is expected to be introduced in the Senate sometime this summer. Advocates say allowing young people like Monica to get their degrees is worth it. Esteban Flores is with the Latino-Latina Research and Policy Center at the University of Colorado at Denver.
Here you have a situation where we have a pool of would-be high-tech workers who are going to be shut out. You have all these individuals who could be well-trained and who are, they've got the motivation. They want it and they want it bad. And here we are as a state saying, I'm sorry, but we don't want you.
Still, granting in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants can be tough to justify, especially at a time when concerns about immigration are high, budgets are tight, and when many states are cutting funding for higher education. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.